Hi there. The word for today is, it is well with my soul. In John 14 verse 27, Jesus said, my peace I give you. Do not let your hearts be troubled and afraid. The peace Jesus gives brings a sense of assurance that no matter what happens, you can say with a songwriter, it is well with my soul. He says to us, my peace. His peace has the hallmark of heaven. It's different. My peace I give you. I do not give you as the world gives, so do not let. In other words, don't permit this to happen to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled and be afraid. The peace Jesus gives doesn't depend on conditions and circumstances. It comes from knowing your God's redeemed child, your heavenly Father, controls the universe. He loves you and always has your best interests at heart. That's why some people who've lost everything will tell you they wouldn't trade what they've learned, even if it meant recouping their losses. Johnny Erickson Tata discovered a supernatural peace after she was left confined to a wheelchair for life as a result of a diving accident. Corrie ten Boom found that supernatural peace in a Nazi death camp. Missionary Elizabeth Elliot found it ministering to the Indian tribe who massacred her husband. She wrote, and I quote, only in acceptance lies peace, not in resignation. And there's a big difference. Author Creech Davis points that out, and I quote, resignation is surrender to fate. Acceptance is surrender to God. Resignation lies down quietly in an empty universe, but acceptance rises up to meet God, the God who fills that universe with purpose and destiny. Resignation says, I can't. Acceptance says, God can. Resignation paralyzes the life process. Acceptance releases the process for its greatest creativity. Resignation says, it's all over for me. Acceptance says, now that I'm here, what's next, Lord? Resignation says, what a waste. Acceptance says, in what redemptive way will you use this mess, Lord? Resignation says, I'm alone. Acceptance says, I belong to you, Lord. And that's the word for you today.